Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the letter of James in chapter 4. James, of course, you may know or may not know, was Jesus' half-brother and didn't believe a word he said during his lifetime. It wasn't until Jesus hung on the cross and then, more importantly, rose from the dead and the tomb was left empty that James realized, wow, it's all true what he said. And he wrote James chapter 4, I'm going to read out of verses 13 and 15 out of the NIV. Now listen, he says, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. And then, same passage, except verses 14 and 15, chapter 4, out of the New Living Translation, James says this, your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, and then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. In other words, he's saying, aligning our lives with what God wants us to do and who he created us to be. Well, whether we have realized it yet or not, our time here on earth is limited. It's finite. No matter how uneasy that might make us feel, you or me, it's an absolute fact. No matter who you are, how young or how old, what measure of success or fame or power or whatever image you have in this nation, the state, and the world, by worldly standards that you have attained, or wherever you live, mortality is the great leveler for us all. With each tick of the clock, another moment of our lives falls behind us, even as we began our time together this morning. Some number of seconds have passed that we'll never have again. During the last few weeks, we have been considering our purpose and impact that we were meant to have and which only we can have. We were challenged to stop living our lives in the past. God has wiped our lives clean of all our missteps, our mistakes, and regrets, and calls us to move forward with him. Last week, we were reminded that when all seems lost, and there are those times, when hope fades and we don't know which way to turn, it's then we need to turn back to God, who is there to embrace us and move us into all he created us to be. I know that thinking about our brief time here on earth may be a bit discomforting to you, to me at times, but actually it can be liberating if we confront and embrace that truth straight up. So, what are you doing today? Tomorrow, with family and friends? How about in your careers? Or in those careers of others that you love in your family and that you're trying to help and trying to support in what they're trying to do? How is your eternal relationship with God? All set? Assured of your place with him in heaven? As you probably know from reading the headlines in the newspaper and turning on the TV in the world of sports, college and professional basketball has just started another season all across the country, a season which will create many anxious moments for coaches and players, I would suspect. Major League Baseball just wrapped up a long season with an exciting World Series. Here's something to ponder. What if I told you that you may not see even one pitch of the 2022 Major League Baseball regular season? NCAA football teams, which lost games this past weekend, and I saw that some did, realized that they hurt their recruiting chances, postseason bowl appearances, and consideration perhaps for a run at the national championship. Something which some coaches and administrators at some of those universities would say is at the top of the list of what is important to them. And my question to them and the fans who live and die on the wins and losses, the W and L's of those teams would be this. Here's my question. Really? To the exclusion of everything else, of those other things which are truly important, That's what you're thinking about? That's what's important to you? Really? Try this. What if I told you that you had 30 days to live, or 20 days, or 10 days? What would you say is important then? Would the agenda of your days look any different than it does now? What if today was your last day on earth? What is your special someone or your spouse doing this very moment? What is going on in your son's or daughter's life? When was the last time you had lunch or dinner with your son or daughter? Just them, and just about them, not about you, just about them. If your dad is still alive, how's he doing? Or your mom, your granddad or grandma, grandchildren and godchildren? How about a sister or brother, a niece, a nephew, a friend? When was the last time you checked? It's a stark reality we're reminded of by James in the scripture verse that we read a minute ago when he writes, "How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, and then it's gone." Or in the other translation we read, "You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." Yet, my friends, we live the days of our lives as if our life will go on forever, literally throwing some of those days away with the decisions or the non-decisions we make, doing and planning for the things that we won't remember in the scheme of what's important, while we miss the best, the most precious, sacred moments which are waiting there for us to enjoy, for us to add value to and build into for eternity. We miss them, thinking, I suppose, that life here on earth will go on forever. But my friends, it won't. It won't. Veterans Day, by the way, is this Thursday, a day to honor those who have served us and who continue to serve us, so that we can call in to this call and listen, so that we can sleep at night in peace without worry. Many of them lived a life here shorter than they expected, but they stood in the gap for us then, and they still do today, so that we can and could live fully and well the time we have been given here on earth. So how are we doing with that? Honoring their commitment and their service with the lives that we're living. I suspect that if we knew we had just a few weeks left to live, most of us would begin to live our lives much, much, much differently. A few years ago, while I was attending the tryouts and training with a dear friend who was coaching the 19 and under U.S. Olympic basketball team at the U.S. Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs, I met a new friend. During our time together there, my new friend, then and to this day, drove me around the springs, that's what they call Colorado Springs area, the springs, showing me all the beautiful landmarks, and they clearly are. And during that time, he introduced me to the song, and I'm not sure how we got on the subject, but he introduced me to the song entitled "Don't Blink" by Kenny Chesney, which he himself had just heard sung at another friend's memorial service, a friend his own age, and gone way too soon, he said. Listen to some of the words that Kenny Chesney wrote and sang. "I turned on the evening news, saw an old man being interviewed who was turning 102 today. They asked him, 'What's the secret to life?' He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, 'All I can say is, don't blink.' Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25 and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. You just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Trust me, friend," he said, "it goes faster than you think, so don't blink." I was glued to my TV when it looked like he looked right at me and said, "Best start putting first things first. 'Cause when your hourglass runs out of sand, you can't flip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. and don't blink. So I've been trying to slow it down. I've been trying to take it in this here today, gone tomorrow world we're living in. And then he concluded with this. So don't blink. Life goes faster than you think. So don't blink. So, my friends, what is it we need to change today? To live the life, to not miss the life, to stop throwing away the life that we were meant to live with the important people that God gave us. What are you doing now that can wait until another day? What is it that you need to do that can't wait another day? What do we need to change now so we don't miss the important people and moments of today, moments which may never come again? Do you need to make sure your eternal salvation is secure? You know, when we stop to think about it, we don't have control over many things in life. We didn't get to decide when or where we were born, who our parents are, or which time period and culture we would be living in the middle of. We don't get to decide the beginning and ending dates that will be engraved on our memorial markers at the cemetery. We don't know when our time on earth will be up. It could be tomorrow, next week, next year, or decades away. Only God knows, and he's not saying. But, my friends, there is one thing we have a vast amount of control over. We do get to decide how we're going to live each day while we're here. We do get to decide how and with whom we're going to spend the time which we have left and to assure our spot with him in heaven. So, let's live the life we were created to live, keeping our eyes open to the important people and moments around us. Let's have the impact we were meant to have. Leave the legacy only we can leave in this one time around, gone too soon journey on earth that God has given to you and to me. And knowing it will all be gone way too soon, let's remember this. One life, live it with him, and don't blink. Let me pray for us. Father, I don't know, maybe it's just me, and we can leave it there. But we are slow learners. I know I am. Help us, forgive us, laugh at us, encourage us, poke us, and prod us. But Lord, we need to learn this lesson before another day passes. Help us to learn it now, not to blink, to live the life that you gave us to live it fully, to live as if this were our last day. How would we live it then? What are the important people and things we would be doing? Not the other stuff we do, not the stuff the world says is important because you've told us over and over it's not. The life in front of us is what's important. The life we live impacting others. The life we encourage others to take in their relationship with you to assure their eternal salvation. Help us, Lord, to be all that you want us to be, to live the lives and stop throwing away the lives that you've given us here on earth. Poke us and prod us, as I said. Drag us and pull us. And run with us, lift us and carry us. But Lord, help us to be all that you want us to be and not waste each day you've given us. And then help us to help others to be all that you created them to be. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for going with us every step of the way. Thanks for being always there to turn to when we don't feel like anyone else is there. Thanks for loving us. In your son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.